My eyes, I'm about to dig up my little brother's body in the graveyard. I'm tripping real hard. Hop the fence with the shovel in my hand. Walk silently, don't make a sound in the dead land. Shadows twist and become demons of hell. As I walk along down the winding trail, looking for the tombstone with his name. Hear the cries of a little girl in pain. Sitting alone by the grave, she screams and cries. But something was wrong with this bitch's eyes. She turned around and her eyes were a deep red. Blood stains matted her hair to her fucking head. Seeing the sight, I almost began to choke. I swung my shovel and the girl turned into smoke. What was happening? Did I lose my mind? Dug up a grave, let her breathe for the first time. Back on the move, I got to find my kin. My little brother who died with mortal sin. On the way, I dug up a couple of graves of some children who died at a young age. Why did life deal such a bad hand? Like my brother who got killed by a madman. And I never knew why I couldn't stop stabbing her when everybody told me to. They said that I was a killer and a family disgrace. They cursed my name and smacked me in the face. Time to right my wrongs and correct my sins. Dig up my brother so I can be closer to him. Back down the trail of the winding path, I hear some voices behind me start to laugh. It was the souls of the children I'd released from the grave a hole 6 feet deep. Now they roam the earth with a smiling face. No more cries of pain in this evil place. There's my brother's gravesite just ahead. Time to dig a hole and wake the dead. Scratch the ground to reunite my family ties. My little brother, the product of my bloodlines. Find the box, pull it out, put it in place. Open the casket and touch little Joey's face. Start to cry when remember what I had did. How could I have taken the life of such a little kid? Hold him close and tell him everything's alright. Carry his body off into the moonlight. Back through the graveyard looking for the ones I missed. With my brother on my shoulder and he's lifeless. Down the streets on the way to my house. Bugs and insects keep falling out of his mouth. Got to my house and kicked open the door. Laid Joey's body on the cold floor. Now I'm tripping and I don't know what to do. Light some candles to brighten up the room. Standing over his body with my knife. Please God, give Joey back his